Now in the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, we have Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin as the Mustangs win rather handily at Kingsley Pearson, 48-8. Coach R.J. Rojas, I know, started the scoring, then Austin Gertis from there. Always comforting to have a two-score lead not quite 5 minutes into the game as he did.
Yeah, he, you know, offensively got off to a great start, scoring on our first two possessions. That is obviously what we want to do. We want to start fast and finish strong. And like I said, we got off to a fast start with those 39-yard run by R.J. Rojas and a 35-yard run by Austin Gertis. And so, that gave us a little bit of a, lead there. And then we kind of hit a lull. And then toward the end of the second quarter there, or early in the second quarter, Bryce Kopic hit Nate Peterson on a 60-yard touchdown pass. And then right before the end of the half, Austin Gertis had a 57-yard punt return too with 33 seconds to go, to give us a 28-0 lead at the half.
Austin Gertis continues to be a special teams menace this year. So how would you sum up the second half with that 28-0 lead you took at halftime?
Well, we took the opening drive of the second half. Jesse Hack had a 45-yard touchdown run with 10:43 to go in the third quarter, which made it 35-0. And then late in the third quarter, Austin Gertis had a 3-yard run, and then Bryce Kopic, had an 8-yard touchdown run with 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter, making it 48-0 at that point. So
we're well in command by then, 48-8, the final score, and defense lights out, I guess.
Defensively, I don't know if we played exceptionally well. I thought we were a step slow. We didn't handle some of their motions very well. That's on all of us, coaches, players. We got to do a better job making sure we're ready to handle some of those things. They gave us some different looks, and we didn't handle it quite as well as I would have hoped. When you have that thought process going through your mind, it slows your feet down. And I thought we were a step slow there, especially in the second quarter when they put together a couple drives and had the ball first and goal at one time. We were fortunate to come up with some big plays and get an interception. They're down deep in our territory, or deep in our territory, excuse me, Ryan, and prevent the score. But, we got to do a better job, all of us, in making sure we're ready for some of those things. And we got to play faster defensively. Our kids, hats off to our kids. I thought we got a great effort out of our kids in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. And even though we made some mistakes, I thought our effort was tremendous. And when you're playing with great effort, sometimes those mistakes, aren't quite as big because of how hard you're playing. But we got to get some of those things shored up, that's for sure.
Well, your defense made stops when they had to, though. Did you force any other turnovers besides that one you mentioned?
I believe we had 3 interceptions, Ryan. Bryce Kopic had 2 of them, and Nate Peterson interception was in the end zone there in the second quarter. So that was a big play. And Bryce Kopic got an interception early in the first half. And then he had one late in the game there as they were driving down. He made a play and it was a great play. We had so many of those last night. So we had 3 interceptions. We didn't recover any fumbles. So, that's encouraging that we were able to make some plays on the back end and create some turnovers.
And lastly, your individual offensive numbers, some of those, and maybe a few of your leading tacklers?
Jesse Eck had 11 carries for 186 yards. Austin Gertis had 7 carries for 79 yards. R.J. Rojas, 5 carries for 45 yards. Bryce Kopic, 4 carries for 32 yards. Bryce Kopic was 1 of 2 throwing the football for 60 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. And then defensively, you know, we were led by Jesse Hack, who had 17 tackles, and Austin Gertis had 10 tackles. Jacob Carlson had 7 tackles. So that was our defensive leaders. Like I said, Bryce had 2 interceptions from his free safety position, and Nate Peterson had the big one there in the end zone to prevent the score.
It all added up to a 48-8 Mustangs win at Kingsley Pearson. And next Friday, homecoming game, and it should be a dandy taking on Remsen St. Mary's. Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin, appreciate the time, Brian. As always, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Ryan.